It just keeps looking not very good for Diddy. Federal authorities intensified their scrutiny of music mogul Sean Diddy Combs as Homeland Security investigations. Agents executed raids on his properties in Los Angeles and Miami in connection with an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. The raids unfolded amidst the flurry of allegations and legal entanglements involving Combs, casting the shadows over his reputation and sparking that wide rage of public intrigue and outrage. Law enforcement agencies descended on Combs' residence, and then rapper 50 Cent seized the moment, as he always does, to take a moment to tease a documentary purportedly delving into the allegations against the music icon. Remember, 50's also doing a documentary with Asa Elrup as well.
Okay. Thank you, because I was just going to ask, is he the same one who is doing it about Rex Heuermann and that whole situation? Yes, he is.
It's G-Unit Productions. So who would have thought 50 Cent was going from in the club to in the doc world?
Well, it sounds like a lot of shit happened in the club. So
Yeah.
You know, if you look back, do you remember the whole J-Lo being arrested for like 14 hours because of Diddy?
Yeah, I'm curious to what she knows.
I bet she knows a lot, because
they were together. They were a thing in the early 2000s.
But I think that freaked her out. I think that scared the shit out of her, because she was, my recollection and checking on some of the story, they handcuffed her and like cuffed her to a pole.
Yeah.
While they were looking over stuff and found that he had weapons and wasn't supposed to at the time or something of that nature. I'm sure she was freaking mortified.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think that she got out of that in the nick of time.
Mm-hmm.
50 Cent sees that, to tease a documentary promising record-breaking impact. 50 Cent's production company hinted at the impending release, igniting anticipation among fans and observers alike. That'll be very interesting. This is going to break records when this drops, Fitty declared on social media, underscoring the gravity of the forthcoming documentary. The project, reportedly in development under the auspices of G-Unit Film and Television, aims to shed light on the allegations against Combs while channeling proceeds towards victims of sexual assault and rape. Well, there we go.
Well, good.
Good. Good, good, good. Yeah. This is just interesting to watch Diddy being taken down by 50, well, 50 Cent being a part of that, but 50 Cent connected with Dr. Dre, 50 Cent connected with kind of the whole East Coast, West Coast thing, and there's, of course, there's the suspicion that Diddy had something to do with the murder of Tupac. I'm wondering if that will come to light, but it's back in the 90s, there was a very back and forth between the two camps of Bad Boy Records and Death Row. 50 Cent was not part of Death Row, but later became part of Aftermath with Dr. Dre after he left. But to see, it's almost like the ultimate finale of this, of, you know, the actions that these people took, the life that they led for all these years, is now coming back to haunt them. And everything's coming to roost. The raids and documentary tease comes amidst the backdrop of the escalating legal turmoil for Combs, who had faced a barrage of lawsuits alleging sexual assault and misconduct. Sound familiar at all to, like, R. Kelly before everything went to shit? Interviews conducted by law enforcement officials have brought multiple individuals into the fold, with investigations centering on sex trafficking allegations and potential RICO violations. And that is also how they took down R. Kelly, with the RICO statute, normally used for gangsters, but used in this an organized crime. Reacting to the raids, Combs attorney Aaron Dreyer vehemently denied the allegations against the artist, decrying law enforcement's tactics as excessive and unwarranted. There's no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities, Dreyer assessed, emphasizing Combs' innocence and cooperation with authorities. Meanwhile, the spotlight on Combs intensified following a string of lawsuits levied against him, notably by his ex-girlfriend Cassie, who alleged instances of sexual assault and coercion during their relationship. Despite settling amicably, Combs faced subsequent legal challenges with new lawsuits alleging sexual assault, revenge porn, and involvement in a perpetrated gang rape emerging. In response to the Homeland Security's raids, attorney Douglas Wigdor, representing Cassie in one of the Jane Doe's and later lawsuits, expressed hope that the investigation would hold Combs accountable for his alleged misconduct. We will always support law enforcement when it seeks to prosecute those that have violated the law, Wigdor affirmed, signaling a steadfast commitment to seeking justice for the alleged victims. The investigation continuing to unfold. And this is not going to end well. I'm imagining it's going to be almost any moment in which Diddy will be arrested, probably on sex trafficking charges. That's my guess. He's not been yet by any means. So, you know, innocent until proven guilty. But when they're going into your house with federal warrants, you get a federal judge that said, yeah, you your probable cause is good enough to go do this. Unless that probable cause turns out to be completely wrong, and all these lawsuits are just made up, it doesn't seem like it is, though.
No, and my big question is, okay, so, you know, you and I come from the radio background. We've seen artists, we've met artists. How many others are lurking in the shadows with a similar story? That's my question.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. But Diddy was a unique one because he wielded far more power than most other artists did, because he was the head of a label. He was the head of, so he had a little bit more control than just your average artist out there. But there's certainly always been horrible behavior in the industry with artists, especially in this world. So there's a lot. There's a lot out there, I'm sure. And it's going to be interesting to see who comes forward to denounce Diddy and to do the right thing and say, yeah, I saw this or I'm aware of this. And there's also going to be interesting who gets really quiet really quick and we don't hear from. Those are the ones to be watching for, are the ones who suddenly had a lot of involvement with Diddy but aren't saying shit.
Have you seen the video of Justin Bieber?
Yep.
Talking like, this is back when Justin was just a little baby face. Yep. He hung out with Sean Combs.
Yep.
Can we decide on what to call him? Because when I was in radio, I'm like Sean P. Diddy Puffy, whatever the hell his name is, Combs.
It was Puff Daddy originally. And then it was P. Diddy. And then it was just Diddy.
Make up your damn mind.
Yeah. Yes, I did. Yeah. I saw that this morning. And there's also an interview with Usher on the Howard Stern show from just a few years ago where he talks about being 14 years old. And Diddy had like custody of Usher for whatever, like a year. I don't know what the fuck that. But he talked about the things that were going on in his home. And then Howard said, you know, would you allow your child to go hang out with Diddy? And hell no, was the response.
Okay, so here's what's interesting. This Justin Bieber video that was out, and this is from the New York Post, says that he was going to spend 48 hours with 15-year-old Justin Bieber, but can't disclose what they were planning to do. Diddy is seen standing next to Bieber, you know, a little baby face, and it says he's having 48 hours with Diddy. We'll be hanging out, and what we're doing, we can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. And it just conjures up, like, well, at 15 and male, is it video games? Is it race cars? Or is it women?
It's women. I'm sure it's women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's women. And, yeah, I mean, it's what adult stands next to a 15-year-old, unless you're, like, their parent,
right,
and saying, we're going to have a great 48 hours. It's going to be a 15-year-old's dream. I mean, I could see a parent doing that and it being race cars and video games and a trip or something, you know, a water park. I don't know. But what adult that's not their parent stands there and says something like that with a 15-year-old? And at the time, Diddy was like, I don't know, in his 30s or 40s.
He was 40 at the time.
He was 40 at the time. I can't. Yeah. I mean, I'm 41. I can't contemplate standing next to a 15-year-old that's not my child saying, we can't disclose what's going to be going on, but it's going to be a 15-year-old's dream. I mean, that's just the creepiest fucking thing to say.
It is. It brings to mind Michael Jackson. Again, yes. What are you doing with kids that aren't family, or, you know, you're a big friend of the family. And it's like, oh, I'm going to go hang with the famous friend of the family. That's a little different, but it just somebody you don't know.
Well, and look at that point in time too. These things were all happening underneath everyone's eyes. They were just right there. And everyone just looked the other way. I mean, I don't know. I never... R. Kelly, we knew about. R. Kelly made no sense as to why that was always brushed away. Diddy, I don't know that we knew, honestly. But I mean, but in some ways, you look at some of this shit and go back in time and go, how did that not look creepy back then?
Yeah.
But I guess it's perspective, because at the time, Diddy didn't really have a reputation publicly for, you know, anything like that. I mean, there was rumors here and there, but it was very much kind of like, well, people talk shit. But I guess a lot of it turned out to, or is, you know, allegedly, you know, may turn out to be pretty fucking dark.
It just shows you that, you know, eventually people get caught doing these things, but boy, it can fly under the radar for quite some time, especially if you've got money in this country. Money really talks.
Yeah. He was kind of untouchable for quite some time. And, I think he knew
until he wasn't.
I kind of feel like I think he knew this was coming, because he's been very quiet in the last many years. But there's probably an element of his narcissism that also prevented him from realizing that eventually this would come back to get him. And I think it's amusing how Fitty sense on the sideline going,
right.
Like, this will come get you someday. This will, it really, really will. And now it appears to be happening. We'll keep watching this. There's a whole affidavit. You sent it to me yesterday, the court affidavit.
Did you read it?
I have not had time to read it yet, but I'm going to actually read it and put it into some episodes. I'm going to break it down. And
I do want to tell you, it is very disturbing. I do think we need to have a disclaimer, especially if anybody has dealt with sexual assault. I think it's extremely triggering, because I read it and went, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
How big, how many pages is it? Is it big?
Boy. It's not outrageously big, but yeah, there's several pages.
All right. Yeah. We'll go through that here in the next week or so and post it, so one can listen to it. You know, and yeah, we'll put a disclaimer on it, but
there's 73 pages.
Oh shit. Okay. Well, we'll work our way through that. I also have the diaries of Ruby Frankie to go through as well.
Oh jeez.
Some good reading this week here on the show. Press subscribe.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.